Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. We've got the doors wide open, and I tell you, today we're going to have some fun. We're going to learn some things about the power of unlocking your childhood memories. Think back to some of the early memory, maybe the very first memory that you can recall when you were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, whatever it may be. You realize that what you remember and how you remember that really says something about who you are today and the magnificence of how God has wired your brain to work. We're going to talk about that today. If you have an early childhood memory, I'd love to hear it. We're going to have fun. Stay tuned. This is Intentional Living.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, and welcome to Intentional Living today. I'd say we're going to have some fun because I've been involved in some writing projects over the years and study and research on the power of our memories and how our memories work. We're not talking about repressed memories. We're not talking about bringing memories out that you don't have. And we're just saying the things that are there on the surface as you think about your childhood, a little memory, a little moment in time. You realize that the most of our childhood memories are just seemingly insignificant moments in time, but those moments in time that we remember say something about who we are. And the reason we're doing this now is because Thanksgiving's coming up and you're going to be together with your family. And I want to encourage you to have some fun. Maybe ask your kids or your brothers or sisters, talk about some of their memories and just the little moments in time from their childhood when you were growing up. Here's what I guarantee. They'll all be different. They'll be unique. And you'll remember things differently than they do. Why? Because you're a different person than they are. And our God has wired our brain in such a way that we tend to only remember those things and put emotions with things that are consistent with who we are today as an adult, believe it or not. So I'd love to hear your childhood memories. I had the privilege of co-authoring a book with my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman many years ago called Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories that became a national bestseller because it is such a powerful topic, and I don't talk about it much these days, but it's fun to revisit this topic because it's a topic that reveals who you are, kind of reveals the, you know, get behind your eyes a little bit. And then later I wrote a book for Moody Press called Father Memories, How to Discover the Unique, Powerful, and Lasting Impact Your Father Has on Your Adult Life and Relationships. And I was looking at unlocking the secrets of your childhood memories, and one of the memories that we put in here was from Donald Trump. He's in the news today, right? And this goes way back that he wrote about this in one of his books, and he talked about his own childhood. Now, you may know that Donald Trump had an older brother, Fred, and he was a middle child, and he tells an interesting story. And here, keep in mind that the memories that we have, the little childhood moments and memories, are sort of word pictures of who we are today. I mean, you think of the millions of things that happened to us when we're children, and why is it we only remember certain little moments in time? It's because they sort of reveal who we are today. And Donald Trump tells the story. He says, you know, I like to stir things up. I liked to test people, he said. You think? And he tells the story about playing with his older brother's blocks when he was a little boy, his older brother Fred's blocks in the playroom. And he promised he'd give them back. But he said, you know, once I had take all the blocks and I'd put them all together and they look so beautiful, he said, I liked it so much that I glued the whole thing together. And that was the end of Robert's blocks. Do you get a word picture of Donald Trump? He's a builder, an entrepreneur, and he's moving ahead. You know, he plows over obstacles and he sets goals and he works on them. And that's a memory that he recalled from many, many years ago when he was a child. And when you think about memories, your memories, you know, my memories are different than Donald Trump's because I'm a different person. And here's what we think. You know, we grow up in thinking it's what, quote, happened to us that makes us who we are. And to a certain extent, that's true. Undoubtedly, it's true. but it's also how we interpret what happens to us. And as Christians, one of the amazing things that happen is God gets a hold of our life. Our interpretation of things should change. I can remember talking to a person in New York City many years ago when the book first came out in an interview, and it was on a radio show, and she was talking about how angry she was and how much bitterness she had from a memory of seeing one of her parents murdered. And now she said, it's sadness, just sadness of this great loss. And I said, what happened? We're on a secular radio show. She said, well, about 6 months ago, I gave my life to Christ. I became a Christian on a secular radio show. So I asked her to explain what that meant so she could talk a little bit about her faith and what God was doing in her life. But what I knew was that as she changed as a person, as her attitude changed, as her heart changed, it also changed not the memory, but maybe the interpretation or the power that that memory held over her life. So if you have a childhood memory, come and join us. We're going to have fun today. We're talking about childhood memories. And ultimately, the goal here is to be intentional to give all of this to Christ. 888-888-1717.
A friend of mine I grew up with, we were always close all the way through school. And I remember, you know, as 16-year-olds, we both used to love to rip and romp through the hill country in Alabama. And I said, you know, we would always get into stuff together. And, you know, we worked together in the hayfield and different things. And we finally started seeing things a little bit differently in life. I believe my friend, he got into stealing some copper and some different things, and you know, it wound up costing him a lot of money and some jail time and different paths. And I watched him take to a life of crime, and I thank God every day for godly parents and godly grandparents that would tell you when something they see is not quite right, they would bring it to your attention. I do appreciate my parents, and I appreciate my grandparents.
Memories. You know, God gives us memories. Memories are powerful, and it's interesting. Amy, for instance, here on Facebook, Amy says, I have no memories at all until kindergarten. And then she says, I remember a snack time. So weird. So much time without a memory. You know, many people don't plug into memories until 5, 6, 7 years. I hear some people say 8. I've had people go all the way back and claim that they can remember way back when they were just little toddlers. And, of course, I always smile because to me it's not only what you remember but how you remember it, the words that you use, and the emotions that you attach to it, because I'm more interested in looking at, you know, how's that memory reflecting, not making you who you are, but reflecting who you are today. For instance, here's James who posted on Facebook, I remember playing soccer at an early age and scoring for the wrong team. It's interesting. Now, here's the key. How does he remember that? What's the emotion associated with that? You might have one person saying, wow, all the attention I got, it was really, you know, I felt kind of stupid, but at the same time, everybody was laughing. It was great. Others, like him, he's saying, I remember my dad yelling at me, the other way. I wonder, James, if there was that feeling of, you know, disapproval, not measuring up. I don't know. But here's what we know. How we tend to remember our childhood, the memories and the emotions we associate with those, tend to be how we view life today. Let's go to Anna, and we'll see how this works here. Anna's on the line in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Anna.
Good afternoon. This is Anna.
I appreciate your call. What do you remember? What's your early childhood memory?
I remember that we used to live at the low-income housing in here in Taos and Ranchitos, and my brother was actually doing laundry, and at that time, we didn't have a washer and dryer, so we had clotheslines. And I remember she went inside, and I decided to swing from one side to the next and got all the clothes dirty. So I kind of think of that, and I was like, gee, that's such a nice memory, because I was so small. I remember she got so mad at me.
When you think of that, what's your emotion when you think of that memory, Anna?
Oh, it just brings back days that, you know, those are some beautiful, you know, beautiful memories of being young and, you know, my mom being strict, and I lost her in March, but it just brings tears to my eyes, you know, just remember, you know, that I used to be a little brat.
Yeah. Well, let me ask Anne a couple things. One is you had a lot of you got quite a bit of detail in your memory. And people who have a lot of detail, remember the way you described it and so on, tend to be more detail-oriented, liking things to, very aware of what's going on. I'm guessing you're probably sort of a detail person.
Yeah.
And the other thing, interesting, you talked about these brand new, these fresh clothes just being washed, put on the hanger outside, and you swing on the rope and they fall into the mud, and you loved it. It was great.
Yeah.
Because other people are saying, it's all about getting in trouble and being disapproved of. My guess is, Anna, family's important to you, having fun with your family, being close to your family. These kinds of things are probably really, I'm guessing, are important to you.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, I lost my dad in 05 and my mother just in this March. And, I every day I shed a tear, just for my mom not being with her. And, especially these holidays around the corner. And it gets emotional, it gets sad, but I just think of so many beautiful memories of having my mother around and never being mad at me. My mom used to always joke around, and live life day by day. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, I think I'm like that, and I really appreciate her, showing me that.
And I'm pretty sure you are like that, Anna, because and I think your memory is an illustration that you can have another person could call with a similar memory of doing something like that, like you said, being a brat, we all are, when we're kids, but doing something and feeling disapproval or shame or something, because then that becomes more of who we are today. Again, we're just saying God wired us in such a powerful and unique way that of the millions of things that happen, we tend to remember those things which are consistent with the way we view life today. And that's why when the scripture talks about be renewed in the spirit of your mind, hey, listen, I want to encourage you today, if you're really wrestling with some childhood memories and the emotions of shame and hurt and guilt and so on, to say, hey, there's a point where I give this to God. I change my mind and let my mind not dictate, my memories dictate how I respond to life, but realizing my memories just kind of reflect some of the things I'm wrestling with today. Okay, thank you, Anna. Let me get Michelle on here over in New Mexico as well with a childhood memory. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your memory? I remember the time that what?
Well, I remember the time that I was about maybe age 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. My sister and I were sitting out in the backyard. It was around Easter time, and we're squishing our Easter candy, and it was all over us. The dog coming up and licking off all of the sticky sweetness and everything. We're just having a good time playing, out in the backyard. My other memory, I was 7, and I had given my heart to the Lord. Well, the pastor was baptizing us in this reservoir by my grandmother's house. And so here I remember, he puts this cloth over my face, and I'm dunking me out of the water. And I wanted to see what it looked like underneath the water. So I have my eyes open, and I'm looking, kind of looking around to see what's going on. And I'm watching all these fish swim by. And then thinking to myself, that would be fun, because I also like fishing too. Yeah, but it was.
You were being baptized. So you were baptized in the lake or the river or something.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, hey, Michelle, listen. Okay, let me take a couple guesses about you. Because, everybody's getting this now. They're listening. They're hearing you in the backyard, and you talk about squishing the candy, and we can almost picture it and smell it and feel it as you're doing it. And here you are going under the water, and you can remember the cloth going over your face, and then you can open your eyes and see the fish. You're very visual. My guess is you're a very visual type of person.
Yes, I do. I have to make visual maps or visualize it in my mind to find something. Eventually, I can get there, but it takes me a while.
Right.
It lasts sometimes.
All right, so you're a visual person. The other thing, my guess is, Michelle, is you may not be expressing it all the time, but you're a creative person, because what we hear with memories of people who have sight, sound, touch, smell, things were squishy, opening my eyes and seeing the fish, tend to be the kind of people who are creative. They're either artistic or they're musical, or have some expression of artistic expression of some sort, creativity of some sort.
That is true, because I do write, I do play music, and I do have an art background. I graduated in fine art, and so, yeah.
So you graduated in fine art.
Yeah.
Now, did I know that before you called, Michelle?
No.
No, I did not. Okay. And listen, this isn't any sort of you know, mind reading going on here. It's just that God wired us, God wired Michelle this way as a creative, artistic kind of a person. So she's going to go back and remember things that are going to, don't have to be directly artistic, but they're going to be sight and smell and touch and the kinds of things that an artist would do, where maybe you're a real detail person. Everything is sort of black and white, X's and O's. You're going to remember a lot of detail. If you're a loner, you're probably remembering being alone. If family's really important to you, you're probably remembering times with your family. And as you consider the emotions that you have, that adds to it as well. And again, the reason we're doing this today, having fun, but with the holiday coming up, you know, kind of fun maybe if your family's up to it and you got a healthy enough relationship, go around the table on Thanksgiving and just say, hey, what do you remember when you're a little boy or a little girl growing up in the family? And I just bet the things that your siblings remember and even your children remember are different things than you remember. You know, when you're talking to those teenagers and young adults, hear their memories. Listen to the words that they use. See what you learn. Can be kind of fun. More childhood memories here in a moment.
Our lines are still open. 1-888-888-1717. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Andy's got more to help you be intentional for your family. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever thought of the Bible as a history book? It's a collection of real stories that happen to real people. Discover a whole new way to experience the Bible with the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from Intentional Living. From the creation to the life of David and through the life of Christ, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible arranges the entire Bible, books, chapters, and even verses in the order events actually happened. Rediscover God's Word, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible from theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. I saw a cool message on our Facebook page the other day. It said, "Admitting I'm broken means I can be fixed." But you'll find a lot of people in our Facebook family who are willing to admit they're broken, and that's the first step toward healing. Join some friends who you can relate to, probably aren't judgmental, and want to live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Go to theintentionallife.com/Facebook. Dr. Andy.
Okay, thank you, Kurt, and we're glad to be with you here at Intentional Living today, and just kind of working through the power of childhood memories and understanding that our memories reveal who we are, kind of a picture of who we are today. Let me give you an example. In my book, Father Memories, that I wrote a few years ago, where we looked at the memories that men and women have of their dads and the power of memories of dad. I found a memory from Corrie Ten Boom. Some of you know Corrie Ten Boom from The Hiding Place. She and her family hid the Jews during the Holocaust and paid dear price for it. Her sister and her family were put in prison. Her sister died. Her father died. She was tortured, of course, and all of that during the Holocaust. And when I was about a 12-year-old boy, I had a chance to meet Corrie Ten Boom. She came to our church and spoke, and I can remember talking to this this woman and just feeling, didn't understand the whole story as a young boy, but later on, understanding now as I look back how she exemplified, even though her memories would be so hurtful, that her choices were so beautiful. And when she wrote about those experiences, and her childhood memories were not filled with hatred and hurt. They were filled with love, even though she went through such a terrible experience in her life. And she talked about her childhood memory in one of her books, being her daddy coming every night and reaching out, and they would pray together, and how she felt safe and secure being with her dad, and what a beautiful word picture of how she felt in the loving arms of God in her life. And I think the takeaway from a program like today is for us to stop and think about, what are our childhood memories? And how do they reveal who I am today? Am I going to allow Satan to use these little pictures of shame or anger or loss to dictate my life? Or am I going to say, hey, enough of that? God's got a better picture for me. And I choose to change my mind. I choose to change my heart and allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life. That's the ultimate message as we think about this today. Okay, let me get another example on the air here. Let's see how what Tyler's got for us. Hi there, Tyler. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's an early childhood memory? I remember the time that. Fill in the blank.
I remember when I was a child, we burned wood my entire life, as long as I can remember. And, you know, I'd go out splitting wood with Dad and, you know, just carrying the logs for him. And finally, when I got old enough to where he'd let me swing a splitting maul, you know, go ahead and let his 8-year-old beat himself half to death and get all sweaty, you know. And I got to that point in age where he would let me go out there and start splitting the wood with him. And, you know, and I remember him looking over. We had a friend that could really split wood really well. He's a really big guy. Or we'd have a wood splitter that we'd go get from a friend, and we'd split the really big pieces of wood. And I grabbed the piece and I rolled it over. Dad, here, Dad, split this one. And he's like, you know, I think I'm just going to leave that one. We're going to get the wood splitter. We'll have Glenn do it or something. Huh. I says, oh, okay. Well, he went back inside after wood, and I looked at that piece of wood, and I'm just thinking to myself, man, Dad would really be happy and proud if I was able to split that big piece of wood. And I stayed out for hours hitting that piece of wood. I hit that piece of wood over 100 times, I guarantee it. And finally, I ended up splitting the piece of wood, and just I remember going and seeing Dad. Dad, look, I split that piece of wood for you. He's like, you're kidding me. You know, he looks out the window. Turns out he was watching the whole time. He recalls the story as clearly as I do, and just watching me and how proud as a dad seeing his son being so determined to get something done for his dad, you know, and that's always been something I very, very much enjoyed myself.
When you think back on that memory, Tyler, from many years ago, what is your emotion right at this moment?
At this moment, looking back
mm-hmm.
at it? You know, I guess I'm just proud of how I was raised to not give up and to do things for others. You know, just be it just brings joy to me to help other people.
What do you do for a living?
I work in a mining factory doing bagging salt.
Are you the same person that memory we just heard? Do you find joy in doing things for others? And my guess is one of the ways that you feel motivated in the workplace is when people, words of acknowledgement or encouragement that you're doing a good job. My guess is those are important things to you in addition to never giving up. My guess is when you get your mind wrapped around something, you go after it.
Oh, yeah, that's very much me.
All of those?
Oh, yeah, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Yep. I've always been like that. Just if I'm going to do something for somebody, I definitely, you know, it's not that I expect them to acknowledge it or anything. You know, that's not why I do it. You know, we're all called to serve, and I've been raised as a servant since I was, I mean, in diapers. You know, that's always been something my parents instilled in me. You know, and when they do say those things, you know, it's not that they have to. You know, it just feels good to know that you're appreciated.
There you go. See, Tyler, you. Everybody's listening. Everybody's got it now. I mean, they're hearing your story, and they're realizing here's a young man who grew up. I mean, he sat out there for hours, as he said. Was it hours? Maybe not. I don't know. One of the things we know about childhood memories, sometimes they're not exactly the way we remember them. But I'll tell you, they are in our hearts the way we remember them because they reveal who we are today. And here's Tyler out there for hours splitting that wood, and he wanted to get it done, and he wasn't going to give up, and he wanted his dad to be proud of him, and his dad was watching him from the window. And he could have had, see, if Tyler were a kid, an adult today who gives up, is discouraged, doesn't feel like, you know, he can get things accomplished, his memory of that moment may have been, even though he finished it, it may have been, you know, I did all that, and it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to be. In other words, we put onto our memories often who we are today. And my guess, Tyler, you're the kind of guy in the workplace that you, if I were your boss, I'd give you a task because I know you're going to get it done. Right?
Yeah, that's for sure. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, because somebody there says, hey, you got something you want to get done? Give it to Tyler. And his childhood memory simply reveals that truth about who he is today. I remember when Donna and I were dating. The first date I took Donna on as a teenager, I was so stupid. I mean, I grew up with all brothers. I was clueless. I took Donna to a football game in Michigan, a cold October, November night. And we're up in the stands, and it's cold out, and Donna didn't have any gloves. About halfway through the game, she leans over and says, "Randy, my hands are cold." Now, if I was a heart person, say, I would have taken her hands and held them close to my beating heart, and I would have said, "Donna, listen, I'm so glad you came with me tonight. Let me just warm your hands because I want to get to know you better." And what does a head person do? We got a problem. We got to fix it. So I leaned over to her and I said, "Why don't you sit on them?" I mean, it seemed like the reasonable thing to do at the moment. Oh, boy, stupid me, right? Stupid me. You know what? I'm going to have a closing thought about childhood memories in just a moment. But before I do, that is an excerpt from a very important teaching that we have created here at the Intentional Living Center. And in fact, it is a 6-part video series that focuses on your marriage, called Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage. And it was designed for personal study, for small group study, and it has with it a leader's guide and discussion guide that you can use in your small group or for your own personal study. And we would like to get this into your hands, and I'll tell you how. As we're closing out this year, about 20% of all of the support needed for this ministry, just a little bit over that at this point, still needs to come in between now and December 31st for us to close out the year where we need to be and where we projected to be, and frankly, to make sure that everything is taken care of for the year. And your involvement is absolutely critical. We are a listener-supported ministry. I thank all of our monthly members for your support, those of you who share generous single gifts from time to time. And I'd like to encourage you and ask you right now to share a generous gift. If you could do so, of $100 or more for Intentional Living, I want to send to you my Love Your Marriage study kit with my thanks. And it's a way of thanking you. And these sessions, all 6 of them, plus the bonus lesson on the 5 essentials, is our gift to you when you call or go online. You can call us during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and thank you for your support. My closing thought about childhood memories, remember, even though your memories reveal who you are, kind of a picture of who you are today, they don't make you who you are. Allow the Holy Spirit to make you a new creation in Him with your thinking, with your attitude, and your behavior. And see if those memories don't modify over time to even become healthier. I'm Randy Carlson. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.